Along with T in our studio right now, our comedy correspondent. Hello, Effie.
Hello, good thing.
Oh, Effie! Yay! So great to talk to you, Effie. It's exciting because you know I've grown up with seeing you for so long, Effie, and on TV and everything.
Not so long. She's a young lady, mate.
Sorry. Like, yeah, like, you know, a little while.
Appreciate the support.
I've got you, honey.
We've got Tarina Taite in the studio right now. She's our comedy correspondent, and she's been going around. We've been talking to comedians each week, but when I told her we were going to be talking to Effie, she was super excited.
So happy to be talking to you.
Listen, you know, I've been around in always hygienic, as well as, you know, in the faces and the television screens and the hearts of the Australian public now for 30 years. Can you believe it?
I can't, because you don't look a day over 21.
I know. I am preserved. I'm pickled. What can I say?
Pickled. See, I'm actually from New Zealand, so and I know about you, but how would you describe yourself to my fellow Kiwis? How do you sum up Effie?
God, once you meet me, you know straight away. You know, there's no other agenda with me. I'm very upfront, very up myself. Working class wog from the western suburbs, ex hairdresser by trade, Logie Award winning legend / cultural phenomenon. was a virgin till the night of my honeymoon, which I'm very proud to say. Got recently married to the man of my dreams, who just happened to be a plastic surgeon. Hello, good thing and a half. And, you know, and happily in love, but I have found that since that honeymoon, since the popping of the cherry, it has unleashed a ravenous beast in me.
Oh.
And it's unsettled me. And even though I'm with the man I love, the man I want to be with forever, it's there's a curiosity now in me that I didn't anticipate.
So are you in an open relationship now?
No.
Okay.
I haven't done anything. Luckily, okay. I've spent a lifetime being frigid. So I did have incredible willpower, but I waited a long time to see what was on the other side of, of frigidity, so to speak.
Was it worth the wait?
It was.
Okay,
I always suspected I'd be a top root, and I am. I did my research well in advance. I didn't go in blind, and I saw some things I wish I hadn't seen.
Yeah.
Online, square pegs trying to get into round holes, stuff that I was hoping Shane wouldn't have known of, because, I was curious, but I'm not exactly, that open-minded, if you know what I'm saying. And, I did what, I used a lot of my previous experience in other departments to help me out in the rooting department, like I was a hairdresser before. So I knew that it all started, with a good head massage, et cetera, use a bit of product, finish off with a blow dry or wet.
That's what I'm doing wrong.
It served me well. I suppose fidelity is a big issue for anyone that's in love, whether you're married or not. And Tinder is like the fast food of temptation. And I've got a very open friend who, is very forthcoming, a friend I grew up with who's the opposite of me. Who's an expert at Tinder. I mean, she's got a PhD in sex and quite a few STDs as well. And she sort of, when I told her about this animal in me that had risen since losing my virginity, she showed me Tinder, and she's on there all the time. And I suppose it then became something that was at the end of my phone. And I was never tempted by Tinder prior to. I was always like, oh, man, what's wrong with people? But, and it's literally at the end of your fingertips. And it's just like online shopping, you just browse, don't you? But it's when you see a sale item you can't say no to that it becomes seriously dangerous.
What do you like with technology, Effie? Because you've been around before the internet, before there was any sort of way of connecting.
Nick was going to say I was around before electricity.
I believe
you might have been around before the internet as well.
Yeah.
I was, definitely.
I was. And back in the day, you'd had no way of shopping for people. You'd have to go down to the bar or, go down to the cafe.
Night clubbing. As I spent many, many years nightclubbing.
That's it, clubbing.
You know? And just seeing people face to face, you know, because everyone's so curated at the moment, you know, online, you know, people filter this, they crop that, you know, they find the angles, they work things, yeah. You know, and it does evoke a cynicism in all of us. Because I've been such a public property, so to speak, you know, people know when they see me, you know, face to face that I'm the real deal. They don't know that on Tinder. I mean, so many times, you know, I've heard stories about people turning up and going, are you serious? You know, seeing someone and being so insulted by the difference between what was on the profile picture to what you're looking at in real life. And people get outraged.
Mm.
It's a fascinating territory, and it's become so much a bigger part of our social culture.
Are you on Tinder now? Like, can people swipe you, or are you just having a browse on other people's profiles?
No, I just had a little bit of a, you know, sniff around. You know, I just, you know, just looking things.
Did you get any unsolicited dick pics there, Iffy? Sent your way?
You know, I did see something. You know, I might have swiped right once. Just once. And, you know, it was this carpenter, a chippy, called Dion. You know, and I should have known better. His profile picture was a shot of him naked with just a tool belt.
Oh, yep.
You know, and if that
I think I know him.
All, exactly. That doesn't say it all, I don't know what does. And stupidly, you know, in a moment of weakness, I swiped right and I was petrified. You know, sometimes, you know, you think you're not going to do something and you just, there's a reflex. And I was, you know, bombarded with guilt and then I started panicking. I thought, you know, because I'm married the greatest guy and he doesn't deserve that.
Well, how does Shane feel about this? How does Shane feel about your Tinder?
Know about it, doesn't it? Oh, my God.
Oh, let's not let him know then.
You better not come to your show then.
No. Well, you know, I mean, it was just a moment of weakness. And I tried to sort of, you know, I suppose what happened is, you know, you start thinking about, what else is out there? That's the problem.
Yeah.
You know, you get, you know, you've heard of the 7-year itch, you know. I started getting the 7-month itch.
I saw that. That's a bit quick.
I'm going to get on the other side of that. I'm going to tame this beast, this Wolverine in me.
So what are you, you're under a program to tame it, or what's?
I need to go on Tinder detox. I need a 12-step Tinder program. I'm going to be like one of those kids that's on gaming that they shove in a room somewhere in some you know, Chinese city where they shove them in hotels and they detox them.
But you know, have you looked at other apps as well? You know, there's a few other apps. Have you looked at Bumble or Hinge? I mean, there's more.
No, I'm more into the turf than I am the surf. You know, look, Bumble's great. You know, women controlling the agenda. There's nothing wrong with that. That's so this year and last year and the last couple of years. And in my life, every year, you know, I must have been one of the first feminists to ever hit Australian television, I take nothing from no one, literally. So I'll always do what I want, but I do have a moral compass that's maybe skewed a little. You know, it was always pointing north. I was very northern hemisphere, you know, hair, brains, heart. And since since that first coming of age, so to speak, it's like my compass is turned upside down. You know, it's forever pointing south these days. So I will just reposition that with a lot of discipline. And I will exercise this demon in me, that's for sure.
Well, I was so excited to talk to you, not just because you're amazingly hilarious and beautiful, of course, but I myself have been single for 10 years plus. What advice can you give me?
Okay, I'm gonna give you something really bigger than this conversation, and I want you to contemplate this, and I want everyone that's listening to contemplate this. Love is a feeling, it's not a shape.
Ooh.
So many of us get very shallow. You know, I mean, life is a visual medium. I get it. But we sort of already have designed exactly what we're looking for, and there's no element of surprise in that. You know, we're chasing a perfect fantasy, and yet we have to ask ourselves, not me, but everyone else, are we that ourselves?
Mm-hmm. That's very deep.
And are we, you know, in a fanciful way, in our minds, punching above our weight? And is on the other side of that, you know, one-dimensional image, disappointment? Where's the surprise in already knowing exactly what it's going to look like? We've got to be open to it. You know, the person might be a whole other colour, shape, you know, size than you imagined. And you've just got to let your instinct guide you when you know it. You know, you will get a big message in your inbox.
Yeah.
You'll know it.
Should T get off Tinder? I think T should get off Tinder.
I'm off Tinder.
Oh, yeah, not on Tinder.
I'm thinking about going back on. But I think if he's, like, pointing me in the other direction.
And I do believe, you know, I mean, as much as I love convenience, you know, I do believe, you know, some things have to be seen to be believed.
I agree.
And you have to look everywhere and be open to it. I do believe, T, if your soul genuinely, the deeper part of you is screaming out for something significant, something important, something that you can trust and build on, if you are in that deeper part of your good self, it will come. Build it, and it will come.
Oh, I love it. You have so, just going to have a little cry over here.
If you are swimming in shallow waters, you know, in the image of some narcissistic,
you know me so well.
Mirage.
You know me.
You will not find what you are looking for.
Oh, okay,
I reckon.
Do believe that,
Effie? You should be like a
love advice.
Advice, yeah, yeah. Amazing evangelist. This is awesome. I suppose this is what people could expect in your show. Love me Tinder.
Oh, it'll be lighter than it is. You know, it's going to be lighter on your hands while you do dishes. Now, the thing is, guys, Shane, my husband, Shane Bradley Cooper, was my first ever kiss, at primary school. And then life separated us for 30 years.
Right.
And then my bestie, Sula, you know, the easygoing one, so to speak, insisted we go to our 25th year school reunion. And it was torture, absolute torture, because all those same vicious, malicious, competitive chicks that were trying to stick it to me back then were still trying to stick it to me now. And I was like, oh, my God, what am I doing here? And it was the pitch. And then suddenly I looked up and there he was. My life changed in that moment.
Oh,
that's what you need.
I went to an all-girls school, though. But...
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Well, are you that way inclined?
Unfortunately not. I wish I was.
Neither until that song. And then, she's reverted back to apparently now. You know, she's engaged, but, she did really, and we got to know her through that song, and she said she liked it.
Yeah, well, you can like it, I guess. That's all right.
I should give it a whirl.
Whether you do the other thing. I would just say, come and see the show. Seriously,
yep.
You will see elements of your own psychology in that show. It is hilarious.
Amazing.
It's very live. By that I mean there's a lot of audience interaction, but don't pack your pants. I'm not going to pick... people that aren't up for it.
All
but
right.
Anyone that's seen me live knows there is a huge portion of the show that's improvised.
Well, that's exciting.
So, you've only got two shows, is that right? Two shows in Sydney?
Two shows. Guys, I'm doing the posh, get out of town, Chatswood Concourse concert hall.
Yeah.
Hello. Lucky I'm not going to sing on the night because, my vocal cords are a crime against humanity. but I will be making you laugh. And that's on the 17th, I think.
Yeah, one month from today, 17th of May. Yep.
May,
yeah, get your tickets.
At the Concourse Concert Hall. And the 18th of May at the Factory Miracle, but it's sold out.
Oh, but
there are tickets left for the Concourse show. Not a humongous amount, but if you want to come and see the funniest show you've seen in a long time, come and see me at the Concourse.
Get on it.
And go to my handles, is that what I say?
Yeah.
On both Instagram and Facebook are... at Effie Good Thanks.
Perfect.
Will do.
All right, Effie, thank you so much for joining us on 2SCR.
Thanks,
Effie.
Amazing. Good luck with it all.
Oh, thank you, guys. T,
yep.
My heart is there for you, and I'm gonna put some good vibes out there for you.
Oh, thank you so much. It really means a lot.
Adorable. Seriously.
Oh.
Some guy's missing out. That's what's sad. That's the tragedy in all of this.
You are now by far my favourite. You already were,
blushing.
But now I'm
blushing.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Love you guys. Bye.
Thanks.